Blog Talk Radio. Relationship after being together for a while. Before we get started on the topic, let's go ahead and introduce our host. I'm your girl T-Bone.
All right. I'm your girl Nikki D.
Man, no mail, man. You already know.
We already know. And it's time to turn up. We want to hear from some of the experts today. And when I call them expert, I call them people who have been in a relationship for a long time, been married. Even if it's just a relationship, you don't have to be married. If you've been together for a long time, that's the people we want to talk to today because we want to know how to keep that spice because none of us are married. Nikki D had been married before. Nikki, how did you keep it in the spice in the relationship when you were married?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I say in a marriage, communication is the key. But I didn't stay married very long, so, you know, I need some advice, too, so when I do decide to remarry.
Okay. And the spice, when people say spice, it's not all about sex. We have other things other than sex. We all know for sure that sex will not hold anybody. Other way more things to a relationship than sex. So, you know, being in a committed relationship can be both rewarding and exhausting at times. You add kids into the relationship, then it becomes more about the children than about your partner. By the time the children are asleep, you're neglecting your partner because you want to sleep too because it's been a long day. Well, as I stated before, we have a few couples on the phone that want to tell us how to spice, keep the spice in the relationship.
And then I also have an article from Singing in the Rain, the 31 Ways to Keep Your Relationship Spicy. And the article is actually written by Catherine, and we'll go through some of her 31 ways as well after we talk to some of the couples that are on the show tonight.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how not to take your partners for granted. Everyone is different, so you have to know what your partner is comfortable with doing. Things are simply get away from the obvious. We need to get away from the obvious and start doing a little extra stuff to spice it up. It ain't all about you have to go out and buy them luxurious jewelry. It could be anything at the house to try, bath water, anything. So we're just going to talk to these couple because, like I said, I'm not an expert because I've never been married. I've been in a long-term relationship, but now I'm single, so obviously it didn't work. I couldn't spice it up enough to keep it there.
That's all right.
So hopefully when we talk to some of these couples today, they'll let us know how we can help be able to keep them next time. As Nikki said, my ultimate thing is communication. If you don't have no communication, they have a theory. Without communication in a relationship is like life without oxygen. It will die. So, Mel, you have anything to say about this topic? I know you like to chime in and you like to win.
But you ain't going to win tonight, Mel. Ladies rule tonight.
I guess the ladies will win tonight. But you know what? I never had to worry about keeping a relationship spicy because I'm spontaneous. Like, I'm the type that, like, you know, I come up to your job, you know, biggie smile style, you know what I'm saying, hit you while you're working. know, I'm like that. I'm just spontaneous. Spontaneity tends to be the key in a relationship to me, because if you're basically doing it as a routine, it's going to dwindle anyway because you're doing the same thing all the time. So being spontaneous is a real key to me, along with the communication factor that y'all are talking about. But I think spontaneity and communication is a good key thing in a relationship for me.
Okay, we'll take our first caller, Rasul. But before Rasul come on, what I'll do, I would like to at least read three of the Catherine's ways to keep your marriage spicy. Well, she states holding hands, use candle and rose petals, and have a date night. Now, I totally agree with the date night.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with having a date night.
But that's routine, though. You know, like, you expecting a date night. I don't care if I've been with you 15 years, you expecting this date night. Why not let her, like, come home to some clothes?
Everybody.
Yeah, that might be.
I don't
want
to try to disagree with me. But Catherine probably single, too, anyway. Whoever wrote that,
okay,
she probably single, too.
Those are three of her rules of how to keep a marriage spicy. We have Rasul on. Welcome to the show, Rasul.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? What's up, Rasul?
Good. Thank you for calling in. Now,
hey,
my
pleasure.
Are you married, or are you in a long term relationship?
I've been married almost 14 years.
Oh, that's good.
Hey,
that's wonderful.
I'm trying to be like you, Rasul.
No, it's definitely some work. It's definitely work. Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah, I really, in the beginning of the relationship, I really didn't have an idea about marriage. Just coming up, just really a good idea about marriage. That I just love the person and I want to be with them. But throughout the relationship, throughout the marriage, we got three kids and one on the way. It's just about, I think Nikki D said the thing, communication. One thing is the key. Mel, you said that spontaneous thing. That it's a variety of things. It's just a whole lot of things that have to keep a relationship, and it's also the other partner. You know, sometimes you try to spice it up, try to keep the spice up in the race. Sometimes it's not the other partner is not doing what they're supposed to do, and they might not have any idea about marriage. So, for my thing is, you know, it's just like that. Some people just say, just ain't got. They don't have no idea about marriage and it's their upbringing. So I think one of the things is like, and also what the article says, it's just a whole lot of stuff, but it's just that you have to learn the person first and you have to want to grow. Both people have to want to do it. And for me, I just kind of work at it all, but it's work. It just work. And believe me, it ain't been all pieces of cream, though. In the relationship either, so
I agree.
I just think it's just a variety of things, and I know I heard something about sex. I've seen that what you all written on, but you say is it a key? Yeah, I believe it is a key.
But it's not the whole key.
No, it's not the whole key.
Is it? What's the percentage of that? Like, what percentage of your marriage should be sex?
I'm gonna put it like this. It's two parts to that. To the sex thing, because one is an enjoyment side, and the other part is building on the social part of it. Because then, when you have kids and all that, a social bond of it, it starts to get very serious. Like a partner get together without kids, then you have kids. Oh, it's a whole different ball game then. Because then you want to establish your life. You want to get things. You want to do things together. And
you're sticking your claim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the sex, it's the key to open that door to that strong bond. So it's two parts to that. But the the most primary part is the establish the social button of it. So it is
right.
It's not just that sex thing though.
So if a relationship starts off with sex, does that tend to lead to just like a faulty relationship?
Well, in
your opinion?
In my opinion, it can. It just depends on what that, because like I always wanted to have a family. And,
right.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, it started off with the sex, but it started off like that. But then, you know, eventually I said, I want to marry, I'm gonna be serious. You know, I had a child, I want to be serious, you know, and we started, everything started to get together. But it's the upbringing of the other person of two. Because sometimes people don't just like, okay, they just want to have fun. And they don't want to get serious or establish nothing. So,
commitment issues.
Yeah, it's a lot of issues.
But 14 years of marriage, that took away all that commitment issues, and for some reason or another, you had to have done something right to last 14 years, because, you know, a lot of times they say they had that 7-year glitch where people start trying, and a lot of divorces end at around the 7 years. So you
had
a 7-year
glitch too.
Oh, you had that too?
I would say it was on the verge of that, see, and I'm also in the military too, so it was like it was a whole different trying to train and do all this other stuff. So
okay, but listen, with you being in the military, you were kind of maybe gone a few months out of the time, or maybe a year or two.
A lot.
That kind of held your relationship together, because, you know, she probably was just chilling with the benefits and the kids, you know, while you was out kicking it, you know. So it kind of played a good part, but that's probably why the 14 years came along, because y'all didn't really have too much time to really smell each other doo-doo.
I disagree.
I kind of agree. I agree with Mel on that one a little bit.
I'm always right a lot of times, but I'm saying that's what some people, but I, like I said from the beginning, I always wanted a family, and then the other person, my wife, she wanted that too, so it's just that we both wanted that, and we both fed upon that, and we both built upon that. But some other people, I see it every day. You know, it don't last, and then
in the
military.
You still in the military now?
I'm still in now.
Yeah, you still in the military now?
Yeah, I'm still in that 10 years.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that 14 years of marriage, something had to have happened right. You had to have done something to keep the spice in your relationship.
Yeah.
3 kids and 1 on the way. Yeah, the sex is definitely in the relationship.
Yeah.
He was gone. That's the key to it. He was gone. He went out. So whenever she seen him, after he was gone so long, he was out.
The reason why I kind of disagree with that, and I'm just gonna tell you why. My dad, of course, I know some of you guys may know, but see, my dad did like 30 years in the military. My parents didn't stay together. And I feel like some of it, now that's just I really don't know their full situation why or whatever, but I do feel like by my dad not being around caused issues for them. So that's kind of why I disagree. He was in the Army, and he was in the Army for 30 years. My parents divorced. I mean, we were overseas. I can remember as kids, my mom being alone with us because my dad was always gone in the fields. And my mom missed home because she was always by herself. So I totally disagree, you know, I think Rasul is right. I disagree with that, but just because of the situation how my mom was. She was lonely, and they really didn't have a lot of time to spend together. And when he was home, you know, my mom had us, Because I guess it is hard having kids.
The thing with that, Nikki, is back when your folk were growing up, it wasn't no internet, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no, they couldn't FaceTime on the phone. They couldn't, like, they couldn't chat with each other. It wasn't no social media, man.
That stuff wasn't about when he first went into the military. If he'd been in the military 14
years ago?
It was an iPhone 14 years ago.
Which one?
FaceTime
and Facebook and all that wasn't out all them 14 years ago.
But means of communication were way different than what it is now. I mean, you can learn.
Right.
Rasul, you was video chatting. When you, Rasul?
But the thing is, too, though, it's family, too, plays a part in that a lot. Because the more you know the person's family and the more they know you, then the less likely you're going to be distracted and do some other things. It's her family, too. So that community part too. I mean, cause that helps a lot. They helped me a lot. Cause I just couldn't do it by myself. But it's just rough. It is rough now.
Yeah. They trying to act like you were lonely either. See what I'm saying? She's lonely too. You miss her too.
Well, we do have another guest that's on the line as well.
Thank you, Rasul.
Thank you so much, Rasul, for calling in. We
appreciate your
input and we hope we wish you 50 more years of marriage.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
Don't be trying to wish me none. All right, Rasul, man. Good looking out, bro.
Trying to wish me none. Okay, so now we have another guest. But before we speak with her, I have four other ways to make your marriage spicy. I want to read. Ask questions. You can come up with 50 questions to ask your spouse. You all play games like questionnaires, different surveys.
They've been got tired of you then. Really want to leave you alone then.
Leave love notes, like post little stickies, candy bars, little love notes. Be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Okay. Take vacations.
See, y'all don't ever be listening to me.
We didn't say that.
Yeah, right. But these are just part of the 31 ways from Singing Through the Rain by Catherine
to spice up your relationship.
Okay, so now let's hear from Geisha.
Hey, Geisha, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
What's up, Geisha?
Hey, how are you?
Now, Geisha,
I'm all right.
Geisha, let us know, how long have you been in your relationship? Are you married or are you just in a committed relationship?
Yeah, we're married. We've been together almost 22 years. We've been married almost.
Oh, that's
And we have
years.
Four
that's
children.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
20, our oldest will be 20 and our baby is 12.
Okay,
so,
22
and
years.
Neither one of us has been in the military.
That's good.
But
that's good.
The,
22 years of being together has to be some spice.
Right. Well, the
that's
thing
right.
about it is he allows me to be the woman and I allow him to be the man.
See,
right.
if you understand what that means. I allow him to be just what he needs to be and he allows me to be just what I need to be.
Perfect.
So when you got that, then it kind of worked. Now, it is hard. Marriage is very, very hard, but it's also very beautiful within itself. You know, and we do have the kids that's keeping us going now, even though they're growing up and growing out. It's coming back around to making us stronger as a couple again, if that makes sense.
So what kind of things do you guys do? You guys go on vacation? I know you say you guys have four kids, but they're older. Couple of them are older.
Yes, well, we haven't been on vacation, not by ourselves in a long time. But he's self-employed and I work, but we spend a lot of time. We started by spending a lot of time together, laughing, playing around with each other, respecting each other, wishes, being back up for each other, 100% backing each other up. Anything that he chooses to do, I have his back. Right or wrong, I got
teamwork. Teamwork.
Exactly, team, a lot of teamwork. Just you know, we just, I like him, though. You got to like your mate. You know, all of us love our mate. We love our boyfriend. We love our girlfriend and our husband. But we have to like each other, though. You have to like somebody.
I just said that.
It is true. I like a person that likes me back. If you don't like me, I don't like you. And when you like someone, everything else seems to kind of like falls in place. Then you really have to start worrying so much about all the bills that you have and all this unusual stress that comes in a relationship. Like finances, now we've been broke, we've had money, we've been broke again, but we never let that worry us as a couple. You know,
y'all go to church.
We go to church, we pray together, we pray. And my husband listens to the pastor when he says, you know, once you start respecting your wife and, you know, doing well by your wife, good by your wife, good things will come to you. And we live by that.
I know that right. I know that right.
You know, I don't cheat and all that kind of stuff. And I'm guessing he don't either. Because, you know, but we make it work. If you want it to work, it will work. And it's hard. It's very hard. Very hard.
That's what's up.
But, you know,
so
we got a son that... Do I agree with
so
what
you
now?
Do agree with it being spontaneous? So you do believe in it being spontaneous?
Yeah, you have to be spontaneous. Well, sex has played a very big part of our relationship. Up until, I'll say, maybe the last year or so, where we are more demanding with the children, we're tired, we got all kids in all different schools and going to all kind of programs, but still we do find the time to. You know, my husband is, we've been together a long time, he still rubs on me. He still like to flirt with me. Just, you know, flirt, send text.
Right.
Anything.
Oh, wow. That's another one of the ways to spice up. Right. That's the ninth one.
Right.
Being a flirt.
Yeah.
You're cooking and he walking up behind you and feeling on you and touching you and whispering in your ear. I mean, all of that still goes down.
Yeah, that's all me. That's all me right now. That's all me.
Because
God's not ready for me to be married yet.
Yeah, you got to bring the right one.
And yeah, he bringing me the right one. And
see, everybody don't deserve a good man like that yet.
I'm trying to tell you.
Please don't let him tell his age one more week.
So what that mean?
How old?
I'm grown.
Every week.
I'm 37.
Okay, well, you still got time.
You got plenty of time.
Wait a minute.
You went backwards?
I'm 37.
I'll be forgetting how old I am, man. I don't
never
say it that much.
Oh, well, because the right person is wrong. Don't never settle. If you settle, then you're going to settle for the wrong person anyway.
Exactly. They don't be listening to me, man. They always try to just do me differently, just try to make me seem like I'm just a culprit.
But
it's really not
like
that.
You feel like you don't met the right one. Why didn't your marriage work?
Oh no, I never been married. Why not my
Nikki? I'm talking about Nikki.
Oh,
Nikki,
why it didn't work?
I feel like I settled. I also feel, and also my ex husband had a substance abuse, so. Of course, even though I tried, I couldn't make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I settled because I felt
you knew he had a substance abuse before you met him.
So if we meet people in the house and they're on drugs, do we leave
but
him
again,
or do we try to
but
work
again,
him?
Right, mm-hmm. You feel like, but that one thing I did learn through my marriage that you can never change a person. Someone, they will have to change on their own.
Now that's true.
And be willing to change. So I feel you know, when someone tell you that they're willing to change, you know, then you see changes, but all of the changes were just to get you and, you know, just to get you where they wanted you, and you know, things went back how they were. So unfortunately,
I just started changing the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on a meal plan.
You go right on ahead.
we need you to change.
Even when you're with someone for 20 years, you still find out more and more about a person.
Right.
Like
you never know a person.
I've been knowing him since he was 15 and I was 17. I still learn new stuff about him you know, every day is like, okay, it's something still, he's still growing, so he's still, you know, stuff I still learning about him, even after these long times.
Right.
Right.
That's good.
A wise man,
which leads to our tenth way to make your marriage spicy is change up your bedroom. Make your bedroom like your sanctuary. Back to the vacation part. Save for your dream vacation. Ways to do something unique and different. Say I love you every day, you know. Text each other throughout the day.
That's true.
Telling somebody you love them every day?
Well, yeah, you have to tell me. My husband tells me every day he loves me every day.
Well, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, but if y'all in the house together, like I already told you I love you this morning before you went to work.
I'm
in the kitchen cooking, and I might while you in there watching Empire, and I'm in the kitchen with a bill or something, I ain't finna holler, hey, babe, I love you.
If she's watching Empire, then you may say something like, you know, I just appreciate you. Just because you here, you at home, you here, you ain't out in the street. You ain't on your phone, on Facebook, or you're not doing this. Just because you here with me, because you want to be, then I appreciate you for that. Because a lot of women may not be there. They may have went to Empire party at the bar, friends.
And we neglect the little things as far as that,
right.
Telling them thank you and telling them you appreciate them.
Right.
I want to be.
One thing about a man is
why I ain't married.
Y'all love.
That goes both ways, Mel. Not just one way. You need to tell them as much as they need to tell you.
You know,
You're a sexist. You're a real sexist.
Well, know, back to the I love you, one of my friends, and I always ask her because every time she hangs up the phone with her husband, and I'm like, why do you say this, you know, why do you always say when you guys hang up, I love you? And she told me something that, you know, it really was touching. She was like, well, one day, she, you know, he went off to work, and he was in a really bad car wreck. And she was like, and ever since then, and yes, it was a horrible car wreck. She had to stay off work, everything. But how about had she lost him that day? And she said, ever since then, they have made a vow to each other to say, I love you. Because I always ask her.
Because
like,
you never know.
Let me tell y'all something that's real cool. Can I just interrupt?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I seen that something that was real cool. This guy was he was dying of cancer, and his wife, he made it his business before he died to pay enough money every Valentine's Day after he died for her to receive flowers from him. And I felt like that was like so touching. Like after he passed, like she's been getting flowers 10 years later every year on Valentine's. I felt like that was like, you really can't get no cooler than that. That was real
because
nice.
Because you still loving her after the fact. You know what I mean? That means
you're
loving her. I'm loving
you
when nobody
about
loves
you because she knows.
That's eternal. Mm-hmm. He made it eternal for her until she died.
Right.
And then you know, he kind of broke a vow when it, you know, was like to death do us part, and you know, it really was part, but you know, he was like whatever.
You really just do have some good, good men in the world, and you really have some good, good women in the world. There is no doubt.
That's true. Right. That's true.
I agree.
And it takes a good man to know a good woman, and your husband must be a good man, because for 22 years, y'all have to be good together.
We work it.
We try because I want my kids to grow up and say, when my baby get 20, he'll say, oh, my mom and dad been together for 30 years. Like, that's unheard of.
Right, this day and time, that is true.
But when you tell your children, I don't know if y'all have children, but when you tell your children, and I may be wrong for it, but I always tell them, I always find you somebody that still had a mom and daddy at home, or got a good relationship. If the mama got a boyfriend or a new husband, because children model that kind of stuff. They really do model.
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. My husband's
right.
parents been together 50-some years, and my parents been together 30-some years. So it's like a long list of relationships. And you know, my sister Vita and her husband been together a long time. And all my friends have
right.
been with their husbands a long
right.
time.
Y'all be trying to tell them, like, I be trying to tell them the same thing, Geisha. All my folk been together like that all that long
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
so
I
know how to love.
And another way you can find out how a man is how he treat his mama.
How he treat his mama. Right. That's
well,
right.
Oh, they love their mama so much.
Y'all,
yeah.
y'all know I go in. Y'all know I go in for my mama now. Come on now.
You
come on now.
I think
sense.
You just haven't found the right person yet.
I think he's trying to sell.
Who you got listening to the
who
show?
Who you got listening to the show?
You trying to boost yourself, your self-esteem up tonight. Look at you.
I'm not doing that. It's crazy because that's what I want, that relationship. You know what I'm saying? I want that
okay,
now. You know what I'm saying? I got one. I got a 14-year-old.
Okay, you got a 14. Okay, so what kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm not looking for any kind of woman. I'm
okay,
waiting
well,
for the woman.
What kind of woman are you waiting for?
That's
well,
right.
No, well, you're not supposed to wait for the woman. The man
goes. You
got to
go get
you
her.
You got to go
no,
get her.
Nah, we ain't finna get into that. Talking about me going out trying to chase women and meet women.
No, I can kind of, you just got to know what kind of woman to look for. Because some women is going to come to you just perfect as you want them to be. But they're not going to be that woman you want them to be after 3 months.
Of course not. Well, it could be. You never know.
Yeah, it could be, but that's what I'm asking
you.
You
never
what kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm looking for spontaneous, goal-oriented. She doesn't have to have anything right now. You know what I'm saying? All she has to be is just goal-oriented and spontaneous.
Okay. Children, no children.
If she happens to have kids from a previous relationship, I wouldn't down her for having, because I have a child.
Right.
So, you know, I would accept her kids as mine. But you know, it's no preference when it comes to that, because that just shows me if she's single and she's had kids or whatever. Maybe she just held it down and the guy that she was with wasn't worth shit.
That's true.
And then she turned into a stronger woman by raising her kids by herself. So that probably gave her more initiative to even want to be with another man.
So do y'all agree that after 28 it's kind of harder to find a mate after like around the age 28?
Yes, I agree. It's easier to get in a relationship.
After 28, it's easier to get in a relationship because most women.
It's single. Say after 28, if they haven't found out, it's like the hardest thing in order to find somebody after the age of 28. Mm-hmm.
It's not hard as far as finding somebody.
It's hard to find someone around your age who don't need nobody. So what does age have to do with it?
What does age have to do with it?
Because I'm just saying around. Okay, say when we tend to, as women. I don't know. I can't speak for all women.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happened to find. So when I did get married, I did find someone around my age. But I usually kind of date older men. Because it seems like that's who,
right?
Yeah, you know
that's
who
you are
approachable.
But look at your parents though. You know what I'm saying? My parents were like 10 years apart. My grandma, my granddad were like 10 years apart. Once you are grown,
everybody
at a certain
grown.
Age, everybody grown. So age right, shouldn't be nothing but a number. It's the maturity in a person's mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I've met people
that were young and way smarter. You don't want to be 40 and 60 and then. 60 and 80.
Well, I can be 40. Don't be trying to say I ain't finna be happy now.
No, I'm
saying
Tina Turner boyfriend 50. Her husband 50 something years old. You know Tina Turner in her 70s. When she just they
right. But what happens when she
thought
Tina Turner
got
some nice
legs though?
But what's happening when you
start
alien and then you still got these young mates? Do you still expect for them to be faithful to you?
Okay. I can do it like this. if an older woman dates a younger man, it's some real chances that he really is, he's in it for something, or he could be in love with him. Don't get
me
wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And he's gonna be way more promiscuous than a woman. If you meet a younger woman and you old,
he's 50 and 70. He's more bound to cheat.
Right.
Okay. Let's read off some more topics. Some more of the spice to keep the spice up in the relationship.
In your marriage.
And then we have another caller on the line. Geisha, we appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you so much, Geisha.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thank you for representing the ladies.
22 years.
That's my
thank
girl.
Thank y'all.
Good night.
I bet Geisha likes me, too.
Now, let's talk some more about...
What now? Okay.
I bet Geisha likes me.
Yes, I know. She is. Okay.
Before we talk to Daryl,
let's hear a couple more. Okay, make love. 29 days of great sex. Uh-huh. Make the best of
that's
the holidays.
Cool.
12 lays of Christmas. A very grown up Christmas. Mm. Dress up. Have a dress up date. Wear something fancy and convince your husband to wear a suit and tie. Go out on the town or stay home and have a romantic dinner. Okay, take a challenge. 31 days of love marriage challenge.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Take a challenge. You didn't say that. Mm.
What? 31 days. But guess what I did? I got 100 days love challenge. You have to post something you love every day for 100 days. Just anything about that person.
Well, that wasn't about your mate. That was just something about that. You probably post food every day.
Okay.
But you can reiterate it into that.
So you can also the 19th is play a game together, the game of love, the newlywed game, 2 minutes in heaven. And pray together.
That's the number one key.
It's
family that prays together, stay together.
I think I like that pray together part. That's pretty cool.
Now that play together do sound all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and hear from Daryl, representing for the men.
We have another gentleman on the phone.
Daryl.
What's up, D? How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in, Daryl.
Hey, it's good. I'm glad that I'm invited to this. You know, my wife and I, we've been together for 30 years.
Wow. It's getting more. 30 years. That's good. 14,
yeah, we've been together for 30 years, and I am also retired military, so I was listening to the earlier caller when the conversation about the separation in the military. But I just say that the first thing, you know, is that that what works for us is that we're best friends.
That's good.
So we communicate with each other very well. We have 6 kids. Four of them kids are grown up and married out of the house, and then the other two are in college. So it's just her and I at the house right now, and we have 18 grandkids and 2 great-grandkids. So, you know, we have a large family. But one of the things that worked for us is that we communicated with each other, with our kids, that where we didn't allow them to play between the both of us. I heard an earlier caller mention that she allowed her husband to be the man. He allowed her to be the a woman. And that's one of the things that we do in this house, is that I allow her to be the queen who she is, and I'm the king who she calls me, because our kids, whenever they wanted to do something or something was going on, she would always say, did you talk to your dad first? So there was no way to play between us to cause friction between us, because it can cause friction in a marriage if you do not communicate as husband and wife with each other and set the boundaries and set the rules as far as how you're going to handle the kids, because kids can be a total distraction and bring you down. And with that said, the next thing is that, and the most important thing, once we got past the first, I think it was 87 to 93, so I would say about the first 7 years, once we moved from Germany and got to Augusta, that's when we found a church home. And once we found a church home, that's when I started as a man to understand what my role and responsibility as a husband and a father was. I learned that I must first love my wife as Christ loved the church. And I keep that as a foundation because I know that if I'm not pleasing him, then I'm not pleasing her. And that right there, and she's the same way. She submits to me, not like some people say, yeah, my wife submits to me because that's what the Bible says. No, you know, you have to understand what the Bible is saying by submit one to another. Because one thing I've learned is that when I do these things for her, as you say, lead a posting notes, or I call her at work and tell her I love her, and we always say that we love each other when we get off the phone, or I walk up behind her and I kiss her on the cheek or neck or something, because I'm a clown, so I'm always making her laugh. He's almost in the house with a young Steve Harvey style guy who's making her laugh, you know. So she always every day has knowing that she's going to laugh at something that I do that's crazy or something that I say. You know, and she doesn't take me serious because she knows my personality, and I know her. So I know how far to go with her and vice versa. We have taken time to learn each other. We've taken time to become best friends. So with that said, now what that does is that opens the door for me to go out. Like, I just came back from a conference for 5 days in Virginia. You know, I'm walking through the mall and I'm looking and I see something that I'm, you know, wow, you know what? I need to pick that up for her. And the woman is like, well, you know, is this a birthday present? No, it's, you know, it's a.
Just getting it. I'm just getting it.
Just because. And she's like,
right.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, it's just because I want her to have it. I love her. And we always doing things for each other, even though it doesn't have to go out and buy something big or whatever, but it's just a thought that counts.
Exactly.
Her birthday, you know, you don't have to go out and spend all this money. It's all about, you know, you putting out the effort to make it special. It doesn't have to go out and buy jewelry and go out and spend a big meal on, you know, I mean, you know, spend a lot of money on dinner. It's just the small things. And she's a woman that has a heart for God, and we clown and we play a lot, but yet at the same time, she knows that everything that is my responsibility is taken care of, you know. And I would say this, and I tell my sons this, you know, I take care of everything in the household. I pay everything, every light, every gas, every cell phone, every car insurance, everything comes out of my pocket, even though we both work. But yet she has a responsibility that she saves a certain amount of money. This money goes towards this investment. Now, the only thing I don't do, She can never get me to go to the grocery store with a cart. I'm not going up and down no aisles in no cart. I'd rather watch clothes.
That's the thing about it.
Brother ain't doing no grocery shopping
down.
And hey, that's her. And so if ain't no food in the refrigerator, it's because you didn't get there and get it. You know what I mean?
They're right. You know? They're right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's doing the womanly duties.
Do you
wash clothes? Do you wash your own clothes?
Let me tell you something. You know what? I got her right here, and she would tell you that I don't wash my own clothes. Go ahead, tell.
He does the majority of.
Yeah, put on
of
the line. Yeah. Put on the line.
Y'all so cool.
He cooks.
Yeah.
He cleans. He washes the dishes. Just about anything that needs to be done. So I have very minimal responsibilities. When the kids were younger, the last two, when they were home, my big responsibility was going and making sure things were right in the school, setting up any meetings, making sure, too, that every school that our boys went to, the teachers, the principal, everybody knew whose children they were and who we represented, that we were children of the Most High God, so that they knew not to mess with ours. And we would go and we let them know that we're not for any foolishness, that our kids are going to behave, we're going to hold our children accountable, but we're going to hold those teachers accountable too. So we just made sure our children grew up knowing who they were supposed to be and how they were supposed to carry themselves as well.
And so, with that said right there, is that, yes, I wash. I mean, I walk by the laundry room, I see the basket, and I throw clothes in the machine. I always got an old saying that's crazy. I always tell her, I said, you know, did you put some clothes in? Did you put clothes in the machine? And she says, no, I ain't did it yet. Well, you know what? The machine's doing the work. You just put them in and turn it on. You go sit on the
right. Right.
So see, those are the things, you know, those are the things that I say that's crazy, that makes her laugh. Or I say, oh, so you didn't take care of this? You grounded. Oh, ground me. I'm going to bed now. I ain't got to do nothing. I mean, you know, those are... No, those are...
Right. Humor. Humor is a good thing,
that's
too.
That's humor. That's that
yeah,
humor.
That's a real good key to a relationship
humor because
as well.
You, exactly, because you have to do that. You have to laugh. You have to say things like that because I know good well, you know what, she ain't grounded. That's a grown woman. She's going to do what she want to do. But knowing
right.
that, she's going to do the things that makes me smile. I do the things that make her smile. And one of the things, too, is that it sets an example for my children. Now, let me say one thing that I didn't say in the beginning. Now, I was married one time for 8 years, and Nikki, I knew Nikki when she was a little kid in Hawaii. So she knows three of our kids from when we lived in Hawaii there. No, I mean, I'm sorry, Fort Benning.
We were in Fort Benning and Hawaii.
Both of them, exactly. Wow. So, so I knew her when she was a little kid, and so I was married one time for 8 years, and you know, and that right there, I would say, is what really taught me. After I went through what we both went through, and we're good friends now. I mean, we're the best of friends now. Not you know, me and her, my ex-wife, we're good friends. You know, we communicate very well. But you know, the thing is that it taught me more responsibility. I became more mature because I got married at a young age. I was just 19 when I first got married. So, I mean, but I'm not using it as an excuse because that was my choice. You know, and sometimes we make those choices when we think we're ready and we're not ready, and then we go through and it's just, you know, things just happen. But I think, but I look at that as a learning and an educational in marriage, you know, instruction that helped me now to get to where I'm at. But at the same time, like I say, you got to understand is that I always say, love my wife as Christ loved the church, because that's important to me, you know. And my boys, so they see this, so now the example that they have, they see it, so they're without excuse. They can't tell me that there's, you know, physical abuse or mental abuse or anything. My wife will tell you right now, I have never, ever called her out of her name. I have never,
that's
ever
right.
put my hand
on her. That's the one thing they
should do. Never, ever. That's the right way to go. That's the right way to go.
Because, you know, her mom and dad named her Annette Marie Alford, okay? When I married her, she put the Bell last name on. So her name is not, you know, with the H's and the B's and all that. No. That's her name, Annette. So my boys see this. So they know it's there without excuse. Now, as far as Spice, keeping the Spice, I roll up in Victoria's Secret in a heartbeat. Who better to know what I want than me?
That's what's up.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, now.
I walk in there in a minute and hold up a set of, you know, set of bras or whatever, and I'll be like, panting, like, oh, yeah, this is what I want to see right here. You know, so I'm buying it. You know what I mean? So, you know, and that.
That's right.
After 30 years, and you still have that. That's good. So you
see,
feel
and flirting. We,
and
you know, we flirt. We laugh. You know, I mean, we're romantic. I mean, I'm not saying that we're perfect, but what we do, we strive for perfection in that, because we don't waste time arguing and going through drama with each other. We don't do drama with anybody.
I'm trying to tell you. I definitely avoid arguing or any kind of drama. I think that's why I'm so subtle right now, because I avoid all of that, even in the beginning of a relationship. I just don't want to argue or fuss, because if I'm going to fuss with you, that means it's going to be a continuation. So I'm going to just let you win if you want to fuss, or we're just not going to argue at all.
Yeah. You know, know, I mean, and you have to, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, and you have to find time for each other. I mean, you have to keep things spiced up in the bedroom. You keep it in the living room. You keep it in the dining room. You, yeah, you take it wherever you want it at. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you.
It ain't got to be in the same place all the time, you know, and it can't be the same way all the time. You have to really know what she likes. And then she needs to know what you like, and you know, and you come together, and what we say is we don't say let's go have sex. We say let's go and worship with each other. We worship with each other. We're getting close to one another. You know, I'm, you know, I'm feeling you. You see what I'm saying? I mean, because that's the word that we use. You see, and it, you know, it works for us. You know, and
yeah.
And my brother, I heard you say something about finding a woman, or you getting. I mean, you wait for her to find you or something. Hey, like the word says, every good man findeth himself a good woman. So she's got to be lost for you to find her. You know what I mean? So don't sit back and wait, you know. But you know what you want, you know. But, you know, so make sure that you get what you want, because she is going to get what she wants. And two broke people, you can be broke all by yourself. So it don't, so, you know, so you can't start out that way. And I'm not saying that it's all about the material things, the money, but you got to have, I tell my boys, five things you're going to have when you come out of school. You're going to have a car, a job, a house, a wife, and a few years down the road, kids. Now, you can get the car or the job out of order. Those are the only two things that can be out of order. But after you got the car or the house, I mean, the car or the job, you got to get yourself a house. Then you bring your wife to that house, and then you enjoy one another. You have kids. When my wife and I got married in '87, we didn't have a child until '91. So we took time with each other first. We took time to get to know one another. Now, of course, like I said, we had older kids. That was from my first marriage, so they're all our kids. So I don't want to confuse you when I said that we have six kids. My wife and I now we have two kids together, which are both of them in college. One's 22, 23, and 21. So, but yeah, we took time to get to know each other, to spend time with each other. And sometimes you don't get that because you have a child going into a marriage, which we did have kids, but, you know, we still found the time for each other before she got pregnant and had the child that she bare. So you understand what I'm saying there? You know?
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, so, you know, it's all about just, like I said, you know, you got to have fun, you got to flirt, you got to date, you know, you just got to, somebody's just got to be crazy in the house. And I'm the crazy one. I'm always clowning and doing something that's crazy, you know.
Right.
And,
you keeping midnight, you keeping that Mercedes clean out there?
Oh, yeah, I got to. I had to get it out of Alaska and finally get to New York. Now I'm trying to move south now. I'm trying to get out of New York now. So, trying to get out of New York. I got to get out of this high tax area.
let's hear some more spice from Nikki D. Okay, again, I'm reading from the article, Singing Through the Rain, Inspire Each Other, 50 Ways to Inspire Your Husband, Leave Each Other Messages, create a love message board, have a sleepover, slumber parties for two, just for you two.
I like
read
that.
A book. Yep. Set up a romantic dinner at home. Make your spouse his favorite meal, or he makes your favorite meal. Keep a traveling journal. Get a massage together. Give your spouse a massage. Try something new, adding a little variety to your marriage. Use love quotes and lyrics.
That's
kiss
good.
And not just peck. And no pecks on the cheek and no pecks on the lip. Kissing is always good. And those are the
kissing?
30 ways to keep your marriage spicy. Okay.
I don't really, you might like kissing with tongue kissing? I don't really want a tongue kiss.
Well, I mean,
I'm not a tongue kisser.
That's exactly why you're not married.
Right.
Daryl, thank you so much. Daryl, thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much for calling in. And I want to thank your wife.
Thank you.
As well. 30 years of marriage. That is awesome. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was up,
I
man.
I want to be like that one day.
All right.
That was up. I'm going to get ready to be like that.
Yo.
Thank you so much, Daryl. And I'll be keeping in touch with you guys. Thank you.
Now,
why you gonna try to sit there and tell me because ain't nobody kissing? I ain't married because I don't want to kiss.
What
I can kiss. You can passionate. You can passionately kiss without sticking your tongue in somebody's mouth.
Let's hear some of the stuff you do to keep the spice up in the relationship. Because you was in a relationship for 10 years. That's a long time. What did you do to keep that up? Name some of the stuff that
some of the stuff that I did.
Yes.
I would do things like if we at home and she had a long day at work or whatever. I would act like I'm going to the store or something like that, and I'd leave. I'd be like, I'm going to go get some wine or something. Then I act like I'd be leaving, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to rape her.
So role
like
play.
That. You know, it's role playing. You know, I can act like she, the bills or something, dude, the cable guy, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a simple thing, like he was saying, like, while you out shopping for yourself, grab her something too, even if it ain't her birthday or anything like that. And like he said, you got to be funny. You got to be able to make somebody laugh. I ain't finna be in the house with somebody with the Grinch face all day, sleep with their fist balled up because they mad. You know.
Nah, I do agree with that.
I'm not with that. I'm not the argumentative type person, but so I'm always silly. But
yeah.
I can be intellectual at the same time. So I might come in there and pop you with the towel while you getting out the shower. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to make no difference. You might pop me with it. It's just fun. You got to have fun. And that's how your relationship is supposed to last.
A man pop me with a towel, we
going to
get to fight.
Man, that towel ain't going to need hurt. Somebody pop you with a towel. What was that? Like a little mosquito bite.
I'll wait on that. Thank you.
Yeah, you was waiting on that.
Go
ahead, T-Bone. How much time we got?
We got 3 minutes. We did have some great guests on the show tonight. I mean, 14 years of marriage, 22 years of marriage, 30 years of marriage, how good can it get? And, you know, they say the divorce rate is going up, but our guest tonight proved that marriage can actually last.
Yes, it can.
And
we
know,
did find out not to settle, the ways to keep it spicy. But we do have one. We do have a guest in the studio visiting tonight. He's married. Go ahead and tell us one thing that kept your
just
marriage spicy.
Thing.
Just one thing. Come
you
on, see.
Got 2 minutes.
Give it to him. You got 2 minutes. Give it to him.
Kids.
That's the only thing
that keep you together? That keep the kids?
I thought you said role playing.
Role
playing. That'll work.
Okay. All right.
See, they're saying everybody's saying the same thing I've been meant to tell y'all the whole night. I always ball back down to what I said. Be spontaneous. Be fun and laugh. And do the small things. I said this from the beginning. I win every time. Y'all lose. Y'all can never beat me.
You didn't win nothing. I don't understand what's the competition. Ain't none of us on this
me
show
Me being
married.
Right. The competition is me being right.
Only thing that's right, just like T-Bone just said, none of us are married. That's the only thing.
But I guess
I don't want to marry the wrong person. I don't want to marry the wrong person.
After I heard from Geisha, Rasul, and Daryl, I know there's a chance for me.
Marriage can last. And I am so glad that
And it don't matter how old you be before you get married.
About divorce all the time, because divorce is such a popular topic. It's rare that people actually talk about how to spice it up, how to keep the marriage going. So thank you guys for calling in, the guests tonight. We appreciate all you guys to let us know how you keep the spice. Those were some really good advice too.
Yeah, that was cool.
I may repost that article of the 30 ways, and I post it on mail page maybe to get him an idea.
You ain't gotta do that. All you gotta do is just tell me to tell everybody the 30 ways, and I tell them 2 ways. It's gonna be the same way that was on the whole 30.
Because you're right. Because you know the whole 30.
Because I'm right.
Well, we
want to
thank everybody. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, please follow us on Facebook at Facebook, that Turn Up Tuesday. Follow us at Instagram, at Twitter, at Nikki D and T-Bone. We're going to start doing some YouTube channel. So go ahead and mail with your page.
Yeah, you can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza. You can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. You know, I sell virgin hair. You can catch me on Twitter at Lace Front Killer, because I hate lace front. And ain't no future in your front. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that money, man.
All right. Turn up.